From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer Ludden. In Kiev today, there was another dramatic twist in the political crisis that's gripped Ukraine since last week's disputed presidential election. The Ukrainian parliament declared the election invalid and expressed no confidence in the Electoral Commission, which had declared the prime minister the winner. The move heartened supporters of the opposition candidate who want a revote. We'll look at the potential international fallout from Ukraine's political standoff. But first, we begin our coverage with a report from NPR's Emily Harris in Kiev.
Tens of thousands of supporters of opposition leader Viktor Yushchenko left Kiev's Central Independence Square as the parliamentary debate was beginning. They walked slowly uphill to the parliament building and stopped often to chant support for their candidate. Their man, Yushchenko, says he would have won last Sunday's presidential election, but for widespread fraud. International observers agree the election was not free or fair. Ukraine's Electoral Commission had said Prime Minister Viktor Yanukovych won, but today Parliament declared that assertion invalid and voted no confidence in the commission itself. Vladimir Litvin is Speaker of Parliament.
The Electoral Commission has destroyed the society's trust in it as an institution, and no matter what decision it makes in the future, that trust is gone.
The parliamentary votes are not legally binding, but supporters of Yushchenko say they give a big boost to the re-vote he is demanding. In what's expected to be a more decisive move, Ukraine's Supreme Court will weigh in on the election as early as Monday. Today, as parliamentarians talked, opposition supporters stood in the slush and chill outside and listened to the debate on car radios and TV screens set up around the city center. 24-year-old Oleg Litvinenko says this is the most important choice facing Ukraine since independence. In 1991, we had a change from socialism to capitalism, he said, and now it's a change from autocracy to democracy. Downtown Kiev today remained a sea of orange, the color of the opposition's campaign. Tens of thousands of orange hats, flags, and plastic rain coverings were everywhere, and orange ribbons adorned everything from a child's sled to a fur coat. But a couple hundred Ukrainians wearing blue ribbons and carrying blue flags also ventured onto Kiev's streets, although they stayed out of the city center. Blue ribbon wearers support the prime minister. He's a real man with a capital M, one middle-aged woman said. Another, a transplant to Kiev from Ukraine's industrial east, said the prime minister supports people like her. Television pictures showed much bigger pro-Yanukovych crowds in eastern Ukraine today. There is talk, and so far only that, of Ukraine splitting in two. The mood when blue ribbon wearers met orange ribbon wearers in Kiev today ranged from fun to tense, with occasional flashes of anger. As supporters of Prime Minister Yanukovych wearing blue were riding down one of Kiev's deep escalators into the metro, many more supporters of opposition leader Yushchenko were riding up.
Yushchenko!
And in seconds, both sides were trying to outshout each other, but smiling all the time. But by the time they got off a crowded train, some on the blue side were quietly calling some on the orange side fascists. And outside the election headquarters of Yanukovych, where the blue group rallied, a woman supporting the prime minister and a man supporting the opposition argued vehemently about whether a re-vote is the right solution to this crisis. She said, "No way." He said, "Absolutely, and with strict oversight." It seemed a re-vote might not resolve anything. Emily Harris, NPR News, Kiev.